La Goose, how you day? What is the sup? You're welcome to Nigeria Jollof. This is Guinevere Jones. I'm just having fun right here with myself, right? And so I'm happy that you're listening to me and you decided to click on the link today and spend time with me this Friday evening. How was your week? Happy Children's Day. Yes, the children celebrated their day on Wednesday this week. I hope you all had fun in your houses and with your families and loved ones. And speaking of children, parents, folks, everyone, pay the right kind of attention to your child. Pay the right kind of attention to your child, okay? So do not give them an inappropriate attention. They are our future. They need to be kept, preserved, thought, and equipped to be far much more better than they are right now. So pay the right kind of attention to them. By so doing, you are saving their lives. Okay, speaking of attention, let me share with you what happened to me this week. Okay, I went on Instagram, I opened my page, my followers grew with 3 new followers. Congratulations to me. And I was excited, but one of them sent me a message on Instagram and it started off nice and polite and it responded, hey, hi, you know, and then it declined from there to start having inappropriate questions thrown at me by this person. And I was like, whoa, you know, it's not my first time though, but I was like, oh, really? People still do that? Okay, people still do that. There are lots of predators out there. There are a lot of monsters out there and you don't want to know what I've seen on crime TV. Yes, I watch crime TV. So please, I want to take this opportunity to tell you, to remind you, I know you're a big girl, you can take care of yourself, but do not share sensitive information about yourself with anyone on social media or even physically. Do not bring just anybody into your private space and into your private space. Do you get that? Yes, don't do that. Don't. By so doing, you're protecting your mental health, social health, your kind of relationship, keeping healthy relationship, and you're protecting your physical health and ultimately your life, really. So please, respect the boundaries that exist, okay? If you don't have boundaries, create one, okay? Do not disrespect your personal space, because in turn, it's going to disrespect you if you do that and you don't like that. That can lead to a whole lot of ill incident that could happen to you. Worse, you could even die. So please, don't share sensitive information about yourself, like pictures, describing what you're wearing or where you're going, you know, stuff like that. It doesn't really end well, really. So protect yourself, protect your space, and ultimately protect your life. So speaking of attention, right? Say no to the wrong attention. Have the courage to say no to the wrong attention. Don't be desperate for attention that you have to gulp in every kind of attention, both the one that's healthy and the one that is not healthy to you. So when you identify the ones that are not healthy, have the power to say no and walk away and never look back. And that's what we'll be focusing on today's show. We're still on mental health, but today we're going to talk about things that we could do to prevent ourselves from having a mental breakdown or having a disruption in our mental space, and by so doing, protecting our physical health, our social life, and our life ultimately. And with me on the show, we have Olabisi. She's going to talk about some tips that could help us out. So stay with me.
Experience where you are screaming at a random stranger in a supermarket for absolutely no reason, but you are not the one screaming. Like, you can literally, you are standing outside and seeing
yourself
being a mad person and a crazy person and literally going crazy all over the place, and you know that this is
not you.
You can see that, okay, I am losing it, but you cannot stop it. Because somehow a part of you feels, your body feels relief. Like, you feel like you're letting out pressure and strict steam. So you just continue. And the innocent person has to release, has to receive all that pain.
Someone you has don't to be want, there to pack the trash.
You don't want to have to be in that situation. So if you do not want to be in that situation, the best thing to do is prevent it. If you're overwhelmed at work, take a breather. I know that people, some offices don't give you that kind of, okay, mental health break. But split your leave. If you have a 1 month leave every year, split it into 4 weeks at random times of the year. Take a break, take a vacation, do something. Actively avoid situations and people that
make you feel,
not just stress you. I mean, situations stress you, people stress you, yeah. But actively avoid situations that make you feel like you cannot breathe or you're under pressure. Take up exercising, take up yoga. As much as people don't realize, your physical health and your mental health are intertwined. If you're fit and in shape, you're likely to be a lot more calm when things are going wrong. If you're eating well, if you're eating less carbs and less junk and eating more healthy foods, I promise you, your mind is going to be a lot more calm. Take up meditation, take up yoga. Even if it's 10 minutes a day, sit down in a spot and just don't think. Just breathe. Let your body just relax and breathe. People don't know the value of yoga and meditation because a lot of people will tell you, ah, it's the devil, it's this. But at the end of the day, it is calming. It is calming. It helps you to center your body and just be in the moment without thinking of everything that is going wrong. You're not thinking of food. You're not thinking of kids. You're not thinking of husband. You're not thinking of work. You're just in one zone, just being you. It might be 5 or 10 minutes, but by the time you get up, you will feel like you've been rested for hours. So I tend to really, really advocate for meditation. Do a lot of meditation.
For both exercise. Genders. Because let me chip in. Yes, you're not thinking for both genders. I'm not talking of lots of mistresses.
No,
that you have to take
I'm
care
not talking of. I'm not talking of just men. I'm talking of for both genders. Relax once in a while. Just unburden, unwind. If you are, people need, okay, there are especially people that, when things happen, they don't know how to express themselves, so they bottle it in. You're the kind of person that bottles things in. The chances are higher for you to lose your mind
quickly
when it becomes too much.
Yeah.
So it's like you've had this, a lot of stuff going on around you from different angles and everything just keeps, and then one day you
break down.
And the thing that breaks you down is insignificant. Everybody's like, ah, is it this small thing?
Yeah.
Is it this small thing that you're getting angry about? It's not this small thing. It's a accumulation of a lot of frustrations. So if you're that kind of person, you need to actively learn to air your feelings. When something is wrong, say it out. You don't have to, even if you're not going, you don't want to say it to the person, stand in front of your mirror and express yourself. Make sure you've let out the emotions, because keeping things inside, it's not about physically swelling. It's about emotionally swelling. And swelling and swelling until
and
everything just
bust.
Combusts. Exactly.
Okay, let me come in here quickly. There's a therapy that people normally do.
Yeah.
You go to a junkyard, take a baseball bath, and
slam it into
everything you say in that junk represents every tiny thing that you don't like about your life or what exactly is stressing you at that particular moment.
Yeah.
So the therapy is you take the baseball bat and hit it as much as you can, destroy the junks you're seeing, and let out all of your frustration, all of your stress, all of your anger, all of your wrath, whatever it is that you have on those things. If you don't have opportunity to be in a junkyard, go to the beach and shout to the sea.
Yeah, some people
scream.
You can go to the gun range. I mean, I know that Nigeria has a few good gun ranges where you can go and just shoot. Learn to shoot. Scream. Hit a baseball bat. Take up boxing. Boxing is amazing.
It's amazing to really calm you down.
Yeah, take up boxing. Especially for ladies. People think boxing is just for men. What? Take up boxing if you're a lady. It is exhilarating. It is unleashing.
Oh, Lord.
It makes you feel
cool. It makes you powerful.
It makes you strong. Like it makes you confident. If you're the kind of person that has to do a lot of presentations and meetings and pitches and you're meeting people and you have to be up and on your game every time, boxing, before you go into a big meeting, go to a ring and box. You would feel so good.
And make sure you box it with all of your mind.
Yeah, just unleash, release everything.
And you can talk
put
while
everything
you're doing it.
On the air.
You can talk you out the frustration.
Yes.
You can call
yes.
the person's names that is making you.
Yes, put everything on the ring.
Put everything out there. And when you leave that ring, don't take it in.
Yeah.
Just leave it there.
That's true. That's true.
Thank you so much. How much I can take into this episode. Yeah, I know you feel it too. I really don't want to leave you, but I have to give you back your evening. Thank you for sharing your evening with me. I really appreciate it. Remember to stay safe out there, and as much as you can, avoid going out. But when you do, be responsible. Protect yourself and your loved ones. So let me leave you with this. Fill your heart with hope, because a heart full of hope cannot feel shame. And fill your heart with faith, because a heart full of faith cannot feel fear. And fill your heart with love, because a heart full of love can withstand any hate. So there's a lot of hate out there. Protect yourself with a truckload of love. And remember, I'm Guinevere Jones, and I love you.